Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to our October 23rd Board of Supervisors meeting. If you would you please stand while we have the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing while we have the invocation by Chaplain Thomas Wooden.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Oh God, we ask that you would bless this meeting of the Henrico County Board of Supervisors. Oh God, we ask that you would bless each supervisor as they carry out their duties here tonight, and that you would bless the constituency that they serve. For it is in your name that we pray, for your sake. Amen.
Manager, first item of business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. First item for consideration this evening is approval of the minutes. This would be the minutes for October 9th, 2007, both regular and special meeting minutes, and also September 25th, 2007, regular meeting minutes. Motion would be in order.
Okay.
I did mention to Mr. Lawrence one typo or typographical error, but with that, and I know it's easy to switch or change, I move approval of the minutes.
Second.
All right, motion by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Mr. Manager, you have any comments this evening?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have three comments this evening, each to do with some presentations to some of our employees. I would first like to ask Megan Brown, Executive Coordinator of Keep Henrico Beautiful, and Mr. Arthur Petrini, the Director of Public Utilities, to come to the podium. Formed in 1953, Keep Virginia Beautiful is a statewide, nonprofit, nonpartisan public service organization for the prevention of litter. Each year, the organization holds an awards program to honor individuals, organizations, and local governments for their litter and recycling programs. Keep Henrico Beautiful, in conjunction with Spotsylvania Litter Control, was awarded first place for litter prevention by Keep Virginia Beautiful. This award was presented on October 10th at the Keep Virginia Beautiful's annual awards ceremony. Keep Henrico Beautiful and the Spotsylvania Litter Control Program work together to create the Quest for a Clean Community, an educational game that highlights environmental topics. The game, designed for students in grades 3 through 5, is made from reusable and recyclable materials, supports Virginia's standards of learning, and complements the Keep Henrico Beautiful Program's educational incentives. At this time, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask that on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, you would join Megan Brown and Mr. Petrini at the podium for presentation of this award, sir.
The plaque reads, Government Agency Litter Prevention, the Quest for a Clean Community, County of Henrico, Megan Brown, first place. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank the board very much, and we were really honored with this recognition. So thank you.
We appreciate you paying down if you did.
Thank you.
I'd like to add just one comment. Megan Brown has not been in the position long, just about a year. I will want to tell you she's impressed me with her energy, her enthusiasm, and her sharp thinking. Her and another Spotsylvania peer created this game. They just said, what can we do to get kids aware? They thought it up, they made it, and they won first place. So I think that is just terrific.
All right. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would now like to ask Mr. Stephen Marshall to come forward. Mr. Marshall is with the Water Reclamation Facility Laboratory, and I want him to come forward. There he is. Also, there's an individual you probably haven't seen for a while who's with us this evening, and that's Mr. Mark Prentice, who is the WRF Division Director. Mark, if you'd come forward and, of course, Mr. Arthur Petrini, the Director of Utilities. The Water Environment Federation, WEF, Laboratory Analysis Award recognizes individuals for outstanding performance, professionalism, and contributions to the water quality analysis profession. The award was presented by a WEF representative at the Virginia Water Environment Association's annual meeting in Hampton this past September. Formed in 1928, the Federation is a national, not-for-profit technical and educational organization with 32,000 individual members and 80 affiliated member associations representing an additional 50,000 water quality professionals throughout the world. WEF and its members associations proudly work to achieve their mission of preserving and enhancing the global water environment. Stephen Marshall, this year's recipient of the award, is a laboratory analyst for Henrico County's Department of Public Utilities, where he performs analytical duties at both the Water Reclamation and the Water Treatment Facility laboratories. He was nominated for his outstanding initiative, innovation, reliability, and professionalism and providing critical tests needed to protect the human health and the environment. Mr. Chairman, once again, I'm going to ask you to go to the podium to join Mr. Marshall, Mr. Prentice, and Mr. Petrini for the presentation of this report.
I had the opportunity to go down to the water treatment plant about a month or so ago, I guess it's been. And if you haven't been bored, I would encourage you to go down and just take a tour. It's amazing what happens down there. And when that water comes out and finally goes into the river, it's clear enough to drink and safe enough to drink. It's amazing what really goes on there. And you folks do a great job. So with that, I would like, Mr. Marshall, I would like to present you with this award this evening. Congratulations on
Thank
a great
you
job.
Much.
Okay.
This definitely is a highlight of my career and truly an honor to receive it. Thank you very much.
Mr. Prentice, I believe we have another employee from the wastewater treatment plant in the back, Mr. Henderson.
Oh, yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I will now ask the chairman to proceed to make two presentations to the Department of Finance, one for our accounting staff and one for our budget staff. Mr. Patokas, if you would lead all these individuals up here. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, once again, the Department of Finance is the recipient of two very distinguished awards from the Government Finance Officers Association, known to us affectionately as GFOA, of the United States and Canada. The first is the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for its comprehensive annual financial report. I hope that wasn't the bill. Certificate of Achievement is the highest form of recognition in the area of governmental accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. This award is highly regarded by Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch Investor Services as an indication of good financial management. This is the 26th consecutive year that the county has received this recognition. The Accounting Division of the Department of Finance has been designated as the primary responsible for preparing the award-winning report. Mr. Nutt, I'm going to ask you to take both of these and make the first presentation, which would be that one, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Patokas? Well, see, it's going to do it.
This reads, Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting presented to the County of Henrico for its comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2006. You guys do a great job. I'm telling you. Yes, you really do. And we really appreciate all of you for the great work that you do for our county. Okay. Congratulations.
Mr. Manager, members of the board, what I'd like to do is recognize the fact that what you have before you. The county has over many years received many financial recognitions in both the accounting division, the budget division, and in many of in all of our other divisions. You have many years of expertise behind me, and I, as the acting director of finance, would like to thank these employees and the rest of the employees of the Division of Finance for the many nights of hard work and weekends away from their families. I believe that extra effort is what truly makes Henrico County special, and I thank you.
Why don't you introduce the accounting individuals, Sean?
I will. What I'd like to do is Clarence Daniel is our division director. Tim LeClaire is one of our newer, he is the accounting section manager. Larry Say, fixed assets and accounting. And if I can go, no? Okay.
Not yet.
I'll wait for the budget award.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the second presentation, which Mr. Donati holds in his hand, is for the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award. In order to receive this award, Henrico's budget document was reviewed and rated favorably by an expert panel of independent budget professionals. It reflects the commitment of the many individuals to meet the highest standards of governmental budgeting. It also reflects the leadership and the support of elected and appointed officials, as well as the expertise, professionalism, and the many hours of hard work by staff involved in the preparation of the budget. The entire staff in the Office of Management and Budget played a key role in the development of this document, and I would like to personally thank each of them for their efforts. This is a tireless aspect that goes on for an intensive period of time that you're well aware of. The Henrico County Budget Office has received this award for 19 consecutive years. Mr. Chairman, if you would make the presentation.
You know, each year, I think we're probably, from what we understand, the only locality that really sits down and do this each year. All the board members here sit down with the manager and the staff at budget time. Not only do they spend all this time preparing the budget, they sit with us for a whole week trying to answer all of our questions for those 5 days that we sit down and go through our budget. And again, they just do an excellent job and provide us with just tremendous amounts of information. And I really appreciate it. And I know the board does too. Government Finance Officers Association Distinguished Budget Presentation Award presented to Henrico County, Virginia for the fiscal year beginning July the 1st. 2006. And again, congratulations for a job well done.
Thank you, sir. And, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to introduce the budget staff, your acting budget director, Gene Walter. Behind him, Brandon Hinton, Justin Crawford, Sharon Van Gills, and Juan Smith, who we worked together in Chesterfield many years ago, and we are now together in Henrico County. Thank you all.
Mr. Chairman, I have no other comments this evening.
Okay. Board of Supervisors members have any comments?
Is that Boy Scout troop here? Do you have the Boy Scout troop?
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Any board members have any comments?
No.
Right, we have some Boy Scouts in the audience that we'd like to recognize this evening, and I think four of these are from the Verona District, from Laurel Hill Methodist Church. And when I call your name, if you please stand, Jeff Henderson, Nelson Humphrey, David Duke, and David Henderson. All right. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us what band you're working on? Okay.
Same on your own.
All right. Thank you. And we have with us Stan Tucker from Troop 418 or 918? 418. There we go. Tell us what band you're working on in. And where are you out of? Richmond. Okay. All right. Thank you. It's good to have you with us this evening. All right. Any other comments from any board members? Also, I would just like to, for the audience information, this coming Saturday, the 27th, from 1 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, we're going to be dedicating the Henrico Theater in Holland Springs. It's an Art Deco facility that was built in 1938, and the county purchased it in 1999, and we have renovated that facility, and it is an awesome facility, and you need to come out if you're interested in seeing it and what it's going to provide to the citizens of Henrico County. So that's this coming Saturday, the 27th, from 1 to 4 p.m.
All right. Okay, Mr. Manager. Next item.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have two presentations this evening. The first is a proclamation.
I'm sorry. I need to recognize the news media. Jumping a little ahead of myself here. Will Jones, thank you for being here from Richmond Times-Dispatch. All right, I'm sorry.
No problem, Mr. Chairman. Information this evening is for Family Health History Month, which is designated as November 2007. I'm going to ask Paula Reed, the Assistant Director of Human Resources, to come forward. She will be joined by Dr. Mark J. Levine, who is the Director of Health. The presentation of the proclamation will be made by Mr. James B. Donati, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
Family Health History Month, and this deals with your family health, and I didn't realize how important this is until about 3 or 4 weeks ago I had the opportunity to renew my life insurance. And they want to know all about your family health. Huh? Okay. I'm saying that, Family Health History Month, November 2007, whereas health care professionals have known for a long time that common diseases such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, sickle cell anemia can run in families, and whereas tracing the illness suffered by parents, grandparents, and other blood relatives can help doctors predict the disorders for which individuals may be at risk and can lead to preventive measures to maintain health or to early diagnose of proper treatment. And whereas a recent national survey found that 96% of Americans believe that knowing their family history is important. Yet the same survey found that less than one-third of Americans have ever tried to gather and write down their family's health history. And whereas the United States Surgeon General's Office, in cooperation with the United States Department of Health and Human Services, launched a national public health campaign in 2004 called the Family History Initiative to encourage all families to learn more about their family's health history. And whereas the Family History Initiative also encourages individuals to discuss and record family health information during this month, especially as families gather for Thanksgiving and begin the holiday seasons, and to recognize the importance of family health history in adopting healthier lifestyles and achieving longer, healthier lives. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes November 2007 as Family Health History Month and encourages the county workforce and citizens to become more aware of their family's health history by talking it up, writing it down, and passing it on. It's signed by James B. Donati, Jr., Chairman, and attested by Barry Lawrence, their clerk. And I would like to present this to you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, I'd certainly like to thank you for proclaiming this. It's certainly an honor for me to accept this proclamation. The Department of Human Resources has been very actively involved in the last year, especially in fitness and wellness initiatives, and that will continue in the future. And I think we would be remiss to not encourage employees to gather information about their family health history as a part of their overall wellness efforts. I'd also like to personally thank you. This proclamation means a great deal to me because last year I was very fortunate to be one of two Henrico County employees to represent the county and leadership Metro Richmond. And most of you have gone through that program and know that there is a community project component that is a part of that. And my community project partner was Dr. Joanne Badurtha, who is here with us this evening. She's with VCU Health System, and my team worked with her to develop a marketing plan and a strategic plan to get the word out to employees, citizens, all community members about the importance of family health history. And in our unique role here in Henrico as an employer and as a local government, I think we can really set the stage for getting that word out, and I appreciate your support in leading the way to be able to do that. I certainly look forward to working with Dr. Levine as we tackle this issue and come at it from the perspective of educating our employees and our citizens, and he's going to handle any medical questions that you might have.
No personal medical questions. Oh. Thank you, Paula, and my hat's off to Paula for making the effort and for all of you with the proclamation. November is a great time to visit health history because of families gathering for Thanksgiving. You may not know, but I'm a family physician by training, and I spend countless hours gathering family health histories and looking at the family tree. The Surgeon General's effort allows families to get information off the Internet and to take those family trees to gatherings and collect that information. It's amazing how much we can learn from one generation to another and how critical that information is, especially in the age of the Human Genome Project and concern about genetic diseases and the genetic components. There is so much to gather and to learn and to pass on. It's a great health informational project for children, too. So anything you can do to promote that and what you've done tonight and, Paula, your efforts, my hat's off to all of you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet on Thursday, we will be providing you some family health history information and some forms for you to use providing that information for your families for assistance to you. That will be in your packet on Thursday. The next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is a resolution that will need to be considered prior to presentation. It is item 358-07, a resolution congratulating Family Lifeline on its 130th anniversary. The motion would be in order prior to presentation.
Move the resolution.
Second. Motion by Mr. Cackney, second by Mr. Glover. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I'm going to ask these two distinguished individuals sitting on the front row to come forward. The first is Reed R. Henderson, who is President and CEO of Family Lifeline. I'm going to be joined by Mr. Hugh F. Goldthorpe, Chair of the Board of Directors, Family Lifeline, and Senior Vice President of Quality and Communications for Owens & Minas. The presentation will be made by Mr. David A. Cackney, Vice Chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
Mr. Chairman, this resolution here tonight is to congratulating the Family Lifeline on its 130th anniversary. That's a long, lot of years of service. It's probably one of the oldest service organizations in the area. It's got to be. And you've had a good, long history and still servicing the citizens of Henrico and the greater Richmond area. So congratulations, and let me read this resolution and present you a copy. Whereas the city of Mission was established in 1877 as a volunteer effort to provide food, coal, and clothing to those in need, and whereas in 1905 the city Mission merged with the Baptist Council of Richmond and Manchester, changed its name to Associated Charities, and hired its first paid executive to organize and coordinate its relief services, and whereas Associated Charities became the Family Service Society in 1928 when it began offering counseling and guidance services through professionally trained social workers in addition to providing relief services, and whereas the Family Service Society had adopted the name Family and Children's Services in 1963 after merging with Children's Aid Society to bring under one roof the services previously provided to families and children through separate organizations, and whereas since 2001, Family and Children's Services have been known as Family Lifeline to reflect a strategic shift from office-based counseling to community-centered services that include reaching out and working in partnership to strengthen families where they live, work, and learn, and whereas 2,461 families in Henrico, Chesterfield, Richmond, and Petersburg are receiving support and services from Family Lifeline in the year ended June 30th, 2007, and whereas 500 volunteers contributed their time and creativity to assist the organization in strengthening families during this same one-year period, and whereas the County of Henrichs Healthy Family Program has benefited greatly from the county's partnership with Family Lifeline, and whereas Family Lifeline is currently celebrating 130 years of changing the future for families, and now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby congratulates Family Lifeline for its 130th anniversary and heartily salutes the organization for supporting and strengthening families throughout our metropolitan region. And be it further resolved that the Board of Supervisors extends best wishes to the officers, employees, volunteers, and partners of Family Lifeline for continuing programs and success as this resilient and forward-thinking organization heads into its future. And signed by Chairman Jim Donati and Clerk Barry Lawrence. So, gentlemen, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you very much for this recognition. An organization like Family Lifeline has a long history because of the support we receive from the community, and Henrico has been an important partner and a resource to our organization for a long time. We very much appreciate the support we receive for the Healthy Families Program and the partnership we have to make a difference for young families who need support and guidance to successfully nurture and raise their children. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for the recognition.
I only just would like to add that Reed certainly covered it all, but it's so nice to be associated with what I call a giraffe organization. You see, they stand head and shoulders above the crowd, and for 130 years, they've made a difference in the lives of people in the Richmond area, and it's such a great feeling to do that. And so we thank you very, very much for this recognition. So.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we move into the public hearing agenda for this evening. You have four items for consideration. The first would be 359-07. This is an ordinance to amend and reordain subdivision 3 of subsection E of section 20-72 of the Code of the County, entitled Elderly or Permanently and Totally Disabled Persons. This is to increase the income limit under the Tax Relief for the Elderly or Permanently and Totally Disabled Program, known as REAP, from $52,000 to $62,000.
Yes. Good evening, members of the board and county manager. Again, tonight I'm here regarding a proposed amendment to the code which would increase the income limitation under our real estate advantage program for the elderly and disabled from $52,000 to $62,000 effective January 1st of 2008. This is the maximum amount allowed under the Virginia code. The amendment was originally introduced at the board meeting held September 25th. And thoroughly discussed in a work session earlier that day. I would be glad to answer any other questions you might have at this time.
Okay. Any questions? The board?
I'd like to move the ordinance.
Well, it's a public hearing. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to it? Okay. We have a motion by Mrs. O'Bannon.
Obviously, I'm anxious. I've got a lot of people who are counting on this.
Right.
Second.
Second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 360-07. This is an ordinance to amend reordain section 15-58 of the Code of the County of Henrico titled Concealed Handgun Permit, relating to the issuance of concealed handgun permits. Chief Stanley?
Yes, Mr. Manager, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Basically, what this proposal does is to track the recent changes in the amendments that was passed by the General Assembly. And basically, the amendments are that it exempts certain law enforcement officers from paying the fee for the concealed weapons permit nationwide. It also exempts the applicants for renewal of a permit for requiring fingerprints again. And so there will only be one time that fingerprints are taken at the initial application phase.
Mm-hmm. Any questions of the chief?
Yeah. Chief, was that a problem anyway?
Not really to us, Mr. Thornton. Some citizens did consider coming back for renewal for fingerprinting was an obstacle, but I think once we have the prints, to verify that the individual was not a felon, then we've accomplished the purpose.
Thank you.
It's a public hearing. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak? Seeing none, motion be in order.
Move the ordinance. Move the ordinance.
Second. Move by Mr. Cassidy, second by Mr. Glover. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 361-07. This is an ordinance for vacation of a portion of a drainage and utility easement on Lot 12, Block B, Section 1 of Westbury Estates, located in the Three Chop District. Mr. Price?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, approval of this ordinance will vacate a portion of a drainage and utility easement along the back of the lot at 1518 Westbury Drive in Westbury Estates. Charles and Linda Sims are the owners and have requested the vacation in order to build a detached garage. There are no county facilities in the easement and no future need is anticipated. This request has been processed through the Departments of Planning, Public Works, and Public Utilities without objection.
All right. Any questions, Mr. Price?
Done.
Seeing none?
Public hearing.
Anyone in the audience like to speak to this paper?
Don't need to.
Move the ordinance, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Move by Mr. Cackley, second by Mrs. O'Bannon. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 362-07 is a resolution for signatory authority. This is a second amendment to a lease agreement for the RCTC Wholesale Corporation doing business as Alltail in the Verona District. Mr. Price?
Yes, sir. Approval of this resolution will authorize the county manager to execute a second amendment to lease agreement with RCTC Wholesale doing business as Alltail to permit the sublease of tower space to Singular Wireless on the existing telecommunications tower at Fire Station 2 at 2400 Darbytown Road. The county will receive 50% of the rent from the sublease, which shall be a minimum of $750 per month. The Director of General Services, the Fire Chief, and Real Property recommend approval of this paper.
Do you know what the amount of time that's left on the original lease?
I don't have that information.
Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this paper? All right, seeing none, motion be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
Mr. Thornton, second by Mrs. O'Bannon. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. And now go into public comment time. This is the time this board sits aside. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak of any item that's not on the agenda? You don't have to sign up to be able to speak, but if you would like to, you can come to the podium and speak. Anyone wishes to speak? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to the general agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The first item on your general agenda, 363-07. This is a resolution for signatory authority for award of a construction contract for the Gambles Mills Sewage Pumping Station Flow Equalization Basin Improvements. Mr. Petrini.
Yes, sir. To improve operations of the Flow Equalization Basin, this board paper would allow, through the contractor Waco Inc. out of Sandston, to add new equipment and modify our control. By doing that, we will be able to more fully utilize the Flow Equalization Basin. They have done three jobs for us, all successful. The total bid amount is recommended, as shown here, $337,000, and the consultant's estimate was $443,000. So Utilities recommends this award.
What would happen if this is not awarded?
This would allow us not to control the sewage flow in our sewer system as well as we would like. Right now, this basin only fills when the sewer system is surcharged during heavy rain. By adding these controls and adding this equipment and modifying the controls, we can fill the basin when we need to, not just when it's raining heavy. So it gives us more flexibility in our operation.
Is this the basin that's directly behind the facility?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the same basin?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just ask you something anyway. I mean, when the basin back there is full, it's an open area, right? An open basin?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there an odor involved in this or anything?
This will generally, no. Mm-hmm. This has an additional feature of this project would allow draining of the basin quicker than we currently do. Okay. So even if odors did start to generate, once this is done, we can drain the tank quicker.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Move the resolution.
Motion by Mrs. O'Bannon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 364-07 is an emergency ordinance to establish mandatory restrictions on the use of water from the county's public water system and penalties of $50 for a second violation and $100 for each subsequent violation of these restrictions. Mr. Petrain.
Yes, sir. Because the Richmond metropolitan area is experiencing a significant drought that is already affecting the flows of the James River, this board paper would impose specific mandatory water restrictions on an emergency basis. This ordinance requires public notice of the restrictions, which we will place in the local paper, and provides penalties, as the manager just stated, for second and subsequent violations. This ordinance would take effect immediately. However, the ordinance may not be enforced for more than 60 days unless readopted with prior notice and a public hearing. Our department recommends adoption of this board paper.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions?
If this is adopted, it would be enforced until it expires unless it goes beyond 60 days, and we could end it at any time during that first 60 days, right?
Yes, sir.
And if it continues, we'd have to reenact it?
Yes, through the normal ordinance process, which requires public hearing and two public notices.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When does this actually take effect? You know, like the actual time? Like tomorrow morning, tonight? I mean, you know.
This board paper authorizes you to give the county manager the right to go into mandatory with three triggers. So upon adoption of this board paper, the authorization would go to the manager, and he would have it instantly.
Okay. One of the things that's in here, it says for established landscaping, and I'm assuming that means people's yards, watering is prohibited?
Yes, ma'am.
So that means people who have sprinkler systems that have gotten used to either doing it on odd or even, you know, days, it's not going to happen, right? You cannot do it anymore.
Correct.
That's probably a big one for the community to understand. Okay. So it isn't an odd or even day, it's none.
Correct. Under mandatory conditions, there is no lawn watering of existing lawns, landscape, or gardens.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Do you have questions?
If the board adopts this emergency ordinance tonight, then, Mr. Manager, you intend to act quickly to enforce it or to put it in effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, based upon our conversation this afternoon during work session, it will be my intention to notify you in written form in the morning and to establish these mandatory restrictions effective in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay.
Move the emergency ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 365-07 is a resolution for acceptance of roads.
Yes, sir. This board paper would accept 0.76 miles of road in two subdivisions, Oakland Chase Section 1 and Oakland Trace subdivision.
Move the resolution.
Second. Motion by Mr. Cackley, second by Mr. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 366-07 is a resolution. This is for the settlement of Alicia R. Bebout, etc. versus Edward J. Kubecki. This item has been explained to you and I believe was presented to the self-insurance trustees this afternoon.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other business, Mr. Manager?
No other items, Mr. Chairman.
All right.